conspiracy theories. These are biblical concepts and help you to understand where the world is heading. I'm glad that God gives us light. We are called children's light. And we are the ones who are able to understand what is coming upon on this world. And we're not going to be talking so much about the return of Christ or the condition that lead up to it. But I want to go behind the scenes and look at the spirits that are at work and what they're trying to bring this world to a place to and understand why things are happening the way they are, why the world is going in a direction that it is. And so this message is really a prophetic message, but I think it's something that would interest us. It's very interesting to me. I like these kind of things. I'm not a person who believes that, you know, if you teach the why, how many of our children say, why? Well, when they're small children, you know, they have to say, there's no word of fault. Just do what your parents tell you. And that's good. It's good to spend some time of your life saying, Dad said it, I don't know why, but I'm going to do it. And as a newborn baby in Christ, you know, the Lord said it, and I don't really understand why, I see. And as you get more mature in your faith, and as you grow, you begin to understand the law of why the Lord is giving these commandments, and what the Lord is trying to do. And so I have to focus on that, the law of things that are happening in our world. We are children of light. But anyway, I want you to hear read in Ephesians chapter 2, and I want to start off here. You can turn to Isaiah chapter 14. We're going to be there in just a minute. But in Ephesians chapter 2, it says in verse number 2, wherein time passed, you walk according to the course of this world. And I talked about that a few weeks ago. According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit now worketh in the children of disobedience. And there's two things there that I'd like to draw on. This world has a prince. It's called the prince of the power of the air, and we know who that is. It's the enemy of our soul. It's Lucifer. It's Satan. It's the devil. He is the prince of the power of the air. It says here that we walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. That means that the devil is the one who's actually behind the scenes setting the course for this present age and this present world. It says here the spirit now works in the children of disobedience. And so every unconverted individual as is being influenced down this broad road that leads to destruction. This broad road has been paved and has been, of course, it's been set by the devil. And of course, then the children of light, they're on another road, the narrow road. That, of course, is going to get the spirit and believe the truth. And they're heading in a different direction. They're going to have different outcomes, obviously, in the end. But take this of this world in the book of 2 Corinthians, the God of the world, which believe not. And so I think he's just a picture of this morning. First of all, that Satan is the one who is orchestrating this whole thing where he has his children, those who are children of darkness, that spirit is working in them and propelling them to a certain course. And he is the prince and the God of this world. Now, he has a plan. It's no conspiracy. I'm not promoting any conspiracy theories, but he has a plan. He has a kingdom in mind, just like the Lord Jesus. You and I are being filled with the Ghost. He has orphans to build a kingdom. It is the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But also, behind the scenes, there are a field of ten thousand demonic spirits being under the authority of God, and they are working for our kingdom. They are working for the enemy. of our souls. Now, if you look at Isaiah chapter 14, and I'm going to bring the message out here. I love it. Here in Isaiah chapter 14. So we're going to go ahead and see here and look at the heart and the desire of Lucifer, what he wants. You know, an unconverted person, you take bitterness, for example, an unconverted person, when they're bitter, they have really no way of overcoming their bodily lusts and anger and bitterness. And you know, some people that are bitterness and unforgiving towards someone they hate a person 20 years ago. And you can just say to them, why did you do this? Why did you just forget them? Well, there's nothing crazy, there's nothing a lot of affection to get over. And so many people are still talking about you, offenses and bitterness. Individuals. And you know the devil's that way, you see that he's a fallen creature. And so they say, well, doesn't the devil understand? Let me see what's happening. Oh, sure. But he is very angry, he's very hateful, he's very bitter, and he has purpose for his existence and what he wants to do and what he wants to accomplish. But look here. Isaiah chapter 14, we'll get a little heart of the devil. Verse 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou pierced down to the ground, which to give to the nations? For thou hast said in thy heart, I am conflicted. This God reveals this to us. This is not words that are just nebulous. This is God showing us the heart of our people. I will ascend into the heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Now that, all this I will ascend. I will exalt. I will sit. All these exalted statements are to fulfill this last six or seven words. This is the heart of the devil. If you open up the heart of Lucifer and you say, what's in that heart? Here's the primary thing that's in his heart. I will be like the Most High. I will be like the Most High. I, in that my very heart of hearts, want to be like God. I want to be like the Most High. And that's where we get this idea of Antichrist. The New Testament, Antichrist does not mean against Christ. It simply means in the place of Christ. Someone who comes and steps in the place of Christ. I am the Christ. See, the day was coming that day and said, I am the Christ. And stepping in the place of Christ. Now, everything, and I believe this because God reveals this to us, everything that Lucifer does, and everything this great being of divine spirits do, who drive the course of this world, are driving this thing to fulfill the greatest desire that Lucifer has in his heart, and that is to be like the Most High. And because that's the desire, truly the desire of the devil. How to be? How to be God? And I said, the devil, how to be God? I'll be God this world. And even when Jesus came, all the first, second, third temptations of the devil is, one of them was this: you fall down to worship. And Jesus, it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. But you see in the heart of Lucifer, even there, when he tempts Jesus, worship me. That's his heart. I want to be God. I want you, the Son of God, to bow your knee, and you worship me. And so it's what the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Well, there is the heart of the enemy of our soul. Revelation 13, when you get to that place, you have to turn there, but But in Revelation chapter 13, we get to this place. You're very familiar with these verses, I'm sure, but it says in Revelation 13, 7, and it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given unto him over all kindreds and tongues and nations, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. So if you want to look at the end game, is this. The devil is trying to bring the world and everyone in it to a place where in the end, everyone will bow down and worship him. That's the end game. I will be like the Most High. If I can't get the angels to worship me, if I can't get the Son of God to worship me, I'll get humanity all of them to bow and to worship me. And so that's the end game. First, that's us good most of the first one. Anyway, worshiping, that is the direction we're headed. Heading in that direction. Bringing humanity to the place where humanity sees him as God and worships him. And I read here this morning already in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. He who exalts himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he is God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. And that's the end game. That's where we're heading. Now, with that in mind, I just want to bring out a couple of things here that will help us to see how this world, what's going on in our world today, and maybe help us to have some wisdom in getting off the train or crank and understand what God is doing to us here. Satan desires to impersonate God in this world. I want to be like God. He's jealous. He's envious. He sees God. He sees his amazing attributes. He sees how the world, people like us, honor and glorify him, lift up his name. He wants that for himself. Very envious, jealous. And so he says, I'll be like the Most High. The Most High is omniscient. I'll be omniscient. The Most High is omnipresent. I'll be omnipresent. The Most High is omnipotent. I'll be omnipotent. And on and on and on. So, when the devil arrives and he's working his mouth, but in the end, as the person of the Antichrist, he will impersonate the truth of God if it's hard to do so. I will be like the Most High. There's three areas or four areas I'd like to mention here, and we'll talk about how to this is where we're really good. This is where we're headed. I want to be, I'm not talking about me, I'm talking about Lucifer. Lucifer says, I want to be omnipresent. I want to be like God. You know that God in heaven that I envy, he is everywhere. He sees everything. At the same time, by the way, omnipresent means omni means universal and present. He has a universal presence. God is able to be everywhere at the same time. The Bible says the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. He has an all-seeing eye. His eye is in all places. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. Be careful, little hands, what you do. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. For the Father up above is looking down above. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. But, teaching a lesson. The God of heaven, the true and living God, is omnipresent. He is able to be everywhere. He sees everything. Can you believe that? Not only does he see everything, not only does he actually can see into the heart. He can see the secrets of man. He can actually see the motives of all the nations. Amazing. Or actually, he can see the devil desires that as characters. He wants to be everywhere, see everything, like God. Omnipresent. He cannot do it like God, but he seeks to. And here's what's happening in our world today. This is the truth. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. But he is establishing a system. And these spirits are working to establish a system of surveillance. Did Brother Terry get off now? A system of surveillance all over the world to a place where he can be like God and he can see everyone all the time. You hear that? It's happening all over. And you know, we're living with generations, last generation or two, this is rapidly moving toward the devil and the spirits that are sending this word, of course, and then bringing it down to a place where he can sit and say, I am God, and I can see everything all the time. That's why you are people. I'm amazed. You're in one here. That picture is home. This is a big deal. You want to see that home? You want to see all the world. You can see animals getting out of the world. You can see people in the last second. You can see a live shot. All of the things designed there. I won't be
Psalm 139. Some of you may have heard that some of the young people read
shall I go with my spirit, or whither shall I flee from my presence? If I ascend up to heaven, thou art there, Son of God. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not for me, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike unto thee. Anywhere I go, you see. Imagine the devil. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be like the most kind of God. I don't want to be able to see humanity everywhere. You know, that's what's going on right now in our world. That's why we have technology. Because it's the devil behind it all. Promoting. I want omnipresence. You have to get it like God is. Obviously, God is God. He even knows the thoughts and intents of the heart. But information on you through these technologies being gathered, locations, visuals, everything to get the place where the devil can be omnipresent. How many believe that? Just for purpose. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but the Bible says his mark will be like God. And he is heading this world in that direction. The second thing is omniscient. Omni-science. Omni meaning universal. Science referring to knowledge. God is all-knowing. He is called the all-wise and the all-knowing God. Rooms left over the depths of the riches. Over the wisdom and knowledge of God, not circular or depth, and ways past finding out. God is your God that knows everything. He does it. You know, I want to be all the knowledge and all the wisdom. I want the world to look to me for all their wisdom and knowledge. God. I don't want you to look to the Lord. Oh, you're the people that you listen. Lucifer wants to be the source of all your fruits and power. He desires it. He desires it greatly. He doesn't want you to look at this book. You need to have a question about life? Go to the Bible. Ask the Lord and say, what does God say? What does he say in his word? And always be looking here for direction. Always be looking here for knowledge and wisdom. Be ready to get that thing out of your pocket. Look there. Look here. Do you want knowledge and wisdom here? I've got it for you. You know, this here is going to show faith. Can you look this way? Looking to that other direction, something better than faith. So faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So our generation, especially, more and more, we're looking for our answers, we're looking for wisdom and knowledge in the wrong direction. Well, that's just innocent now, but it's going to get more and more and more for everything in life. Spirit. We find the devil's within every serious place, right? Okay.
I don't know.
And so be mindful of that. That the devil desires to be the all-knowing one. It is hard. Don't run to the end of that experience. Especially those that prefer life situation. You know, it's demonic. Looking to the stars. Who should I marry? I'll check out the stars. I'll look to the stars. That's demonic. You don't worship the creation. You worship the creator. You look to him. So we're living in a world that computers and technology are gathering knowledge. Oh, my. I didn't do a lot of research on this, but I've done enough to know that these computers are gathering knowledge about you, about everything. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And that's what the Lord has, but the devil wants. I want to have that authority. I want to be the one who calls the shot in people's lives. And of course, you get back here to the book of Revelation and you see this. God gives him the right, his work to do this. In Revelation 13, it says, and they worship the dragon, which gave power, authority of the beast. And they worship the beast, saying, who is like the beast? Because they would make war with him. And there was given to him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and authority was given to him to continue 42 months. And it was given unto him to make world the same to overcome them. Power was given to him all kindreds and tongues and nations, and all that goes on the earth are worshipped. His name is not written in the book of life, of course. You know, God doesn't allow, he allows him to say, God is allowing this whole thing to end. I'm going to read it at the end of this word of Revelation. Someday, give us the power and authority to give him to the death. If he takes control and authority in this world. God is the Lord of the city called. He being the supreme authority. But Lucifer wants that position. He wants to have that authority. He wants to be big. He wants to rule. And he couldn't get his body. So this idea of being alert, watch. How many times did Jesus say watch and be ready? Keep your spiritual senses alive and quick. And the best way to do that is be more God, be on your knees, and see, understand the truth, seek the truth, speak to God, let Him speak to you. And when you look out of this world, you say, oh boy, I see it pretty clear. So be alert. Secondly, don't overreact. I've seen so many people throughout the years overreact. Okay, if that's the case, I'm losing your care. I just went to a funeral here a few months ago, a man who I knew for a number of years, and he was one of these individuals who get away from this whole thing. I'm going to move to the jungles of care. You know, a lot of those people, let's just run away. Let's hide ourselves in the woods and just figure cake it. Let's have a little go. God is not desirous for us to hide. Jesus said, our responsibility is to go over the whole world and preach the gospel. And lo, this is it. Lo, I am with you always, even unto what? End of the age. In other words, you're going to be doing this, and I'm going to go with you all the way to the end. It's not like when we get close to the end, you better run and hide. No, it's all the way. So, don't overreact. And here's something I think that we really need to have some wisdom for some young people. You're going to face a lot more of these as we move down the road here. Also, this way, let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 7. I mentioned this verse a few months ago, but I'd like to read it again. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 26.
That's Jerry. Well, Jerry's preaching.
Yeah. He's talking here about singleness. By the way, I want to elevate singleness. Singleness
what
I call it. And I don't think we're going to look down on the single people. I think we're going to look up. Because Jesus was a single man. And God said, here is an example. Follow my son. This is how you walk as a single man.
I don't know what to do other than just cut it.
It's also called the community of great respect.
What's wrong with it? I was considering, I had one of these. It might be in my garden shed. Just there to cut it all down. Just put one in.
I suppose therefore that the truth from the present stress of the truth of man are not knowledge of a wife's secret, at least the wife's secret, not a wife. But if not married, has not sinned, and the words of marriage hid, then never was such a trouble in flesh, thy spirit. But this I said, the time is short, meaning, from Paul's perspective, the end is near. It remaineth that both they that have wives be as though they have not, and they that weep as though they wept not, and they that rejoice as though they rejoice not, and they that buy as though they possess not, and they that use this world as not abusing it, for the passion of this world passes away. Now, there's a list of things they're mentioning. You know, there's nothing wrong with marriage, there's nothing wrong with weeping. There's nothing wrong with rejoicing. There's nothing wrong with possessing. There's nothing wrong with using this world. The only problem is all those things are temporal. And everything that is temporal, you're not to set your heart upon. Use it. But don't get to wrap that in. Weep, but realize your weeping is only temporary. Rejoice, but realize your result is only temporary. Marry, that's fine, but marriage is only temporary. Use this world, it's a temporal thing, it's going to pass. Don't abuse it. You know what the word abuse is? The word abuse means to overly use. And I want you to mix. Use this world, but don't be too hard to grasp. Amen? Use this world, but don't get your heart wrapped up in it. Use a car, but don't love it. Use money, I have to know in my wallet. God says, I don't love it. Use a horse, but don't love it. That's called an idol. So we're to be in this world. And yes, technology is here. Yes, we have to run some business. We have to call on phones. We do these things. Use it, but don't use it. Use it and don't set your heart on it. Because if your heart is in the Lord Jesus Christ and you have these things, when the devil arises and the Antichrist comes, you'll see clearly. You know what? If your heart begins to fall in love with these things, you're going to be blindsided. You're going to lose your vision. You're going to be caught. And there's some examples of this in the Bible. Jesus actually warned of this very thing. When he talked about the second coming of Christ, and I was sharing with a brother this week about this passage, but let me read to you what the Lord says. He's talking here about his return. In Luke 17, he says, likewise, also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. These are all good things if you don't abuse. But the same day that Lot went on Sodom and rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all, even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Notice this, in that day, he which shall be upon the housetop and is stopped. I like the word. His drug says stuff. His stuff in the house, let him not come down and take it away. And he that's in the field, let him not likewise return back. Remember Lot's wife. Now what happened with Lot's wife? Well, you know, Lot, he got all the hammer in the sun. The well water flames, he pitched his tent that way. Instead of being a tent dweller, not having his heart invested in song, he started to get his heart invested in song. And his wife did too. And she started to fill the house up with things and plant herself and set her affections on the things there in Sodom and all that. And the angels finally picked up the door and said, okay, it's time to get out of here. Your husband destroyed it all. And he says, you don't have to part of all him you do this. Those are the things. All the things you do. But how do you do it? He's got a heart in his heart. That probably is the thing that's on photo albums. Maybe he's a nice phone. She just bought last week. Get some savings. One of her, you know, drawers, shoeboxes. But she's dealing with it. She gets maybe a mile. She uses this world, but she also abused it. She spent her heart. I must have loved her. Not the peace of your world. All of us in the world. And so it says, amazingly, and I believe this is going to happen. You need trouble with things, but it says in that day, she was shall be upon the housetop, and his stuff in the house, let it not come down, and take it away. There will be people who will be on a housetop, and Jesus will appear in the heavens, and they will say, oh my, the Lord is coming. I know you. They're so attached to them, they need to be there now. So the Lord pointed to the disciples, and just like Lot's wife, we judge ourselves. It says, he is in the field, let him not return. You're out in the field, working and finding the cross. Don't sweat the Lord. Oh, my Lord is So remember what I'm saying. I remember reading the show in Tom Petty, Italy, there, many years ago, 5 or 6 years ago. He read about the history of a man who thought Kennedy's explosion just buried Tom Petty's buried cities, just a few miles off of this either one. But if you read it, you can start by writing a story for music. Coming up this volcano, and there was plenty of warning from them about the fact that this thing was going to blow. And all of a sudden, this thing started to blow. And it moved so fast, the ash fell to the ground, and it buried people alive. And look here, maybe you know, people like over the slowly, and then just buried alive, laying there in the garden. Interesting that they told the story that they saw a man inside the house, a house that was black buried. And he was laying there with hands reached out with a little bag of gold. He had gold and come back to take his bag. And while he was coming back again, it was just very quick. And the gold was lost there. That's a picture. There's a warning. Yeah, I found it. All linger. I've got things I want to bring with me and long this way. Lord, remind us. It's setting it apart. Let me ask you a question. If right now, Lord, so using this world, not using it. Don't set your heart on it. Here's another principle of first things. You know, all things are lawful to me, all things are sweet, all things are lawful to me, but I'm not going to be caught under the power of the enemy. Well, one step thing becomes my master. You use a swirl of the top here. You should not be brought into the current degree, except the Lord. If any habit or anything is brought to increase in you, I need to pray us. So, my time is saying the Bible's promise to this witness book, preach the gospel to the labor, and yes, the gospel is here, but in Rome, yes, don't set your heart on it. You set your meaning. Use the world to inform you. Setting your affections on the things above, huh? So these days are upon us, and they're getting closer and closer. So let's be honest with the truth. Now we read one more verse. grace and plant that son, that even him who is coming is after the world, Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and of all that people will live from righteousness and perish, because they receive not the love of the truth. What do you think they love? And love the Lord and love the followers of the Lord. They receive a love of truth and they might be saved. And for this cause, God should send in strong beliefs that they should keep the lie. You know what that lie is? I believe they receive a lie, and that lie is that the Antichrist is not God. They follow the law of suffering. But they all might be damned who believe not the truth. That pleasure in a crisis. So as you look at this world and what's happening in our world, realize who is behind it and where this thing is going and how this thing is going to end. Check your heart. Are we being sober? Are we overreacting? Are we using this world and not abusing it? So let's talk to this thing. Anyone want to share here what the sense of the prophecy? If anyone else is going to say the first words, I will hold my peace. Now I would like to share people's thoughts. Share the sense. I do want to pick up something. I know there's not a lot here. Share. Yes, please.
Thank you for the message. There's something that I felt the Lord shared with me. We had a fishing day plan, and I was supposed to pick up people in three different spots. So we planned to go 3 o'clock. And so I go to bed early and I had a real good night. And my alarm went off. Somehow, and so 4:30, I wake up and I look at the alarm clock. And I couldn't really go. So at this point, I was supposed to be at the class. And here these people got up on top. There they were. And it was just like the Lord showed me. All throughout that morning, I was just going to be closer to that.
preach Christ. Yeah, they can say all they want. But unbeknownst to them, there's another spirit working. You know, the Lord gave us the desire to check that, pass away that, push away that, and souls to be saved. I didn't see souls to be unless saved. I remember in Jones, it was almost like inevitable. For the time it was now, someone could have a comment. You're going to hear this. Even on this normal, even normal Christian radio, the souls were just never just people were. Now that the spirit of the Antichrist, that is a time to be like God, and there's a illusion going on. But, yeah, good deal.
Young people here are going to have a little challenge now.
Up ahead, because he was there working in the heart of the preacher. heart of the people. We're thankful that we can preach Christ in this field of our country. We can gather together and look forward, anticipate for reviving and reviving as we hope to last. We thank you for faith and Jesus.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, the time shall be.